Hi there. The word for you today is for things to go well. In Deuteronomy 5, verse 29, we read these words, that it might go well with you. When God tells you to do something that seems difficult or unpleasant, He's not trying to make your life hard or put you in a straitjacket. Often He's just getting you to the place where He can bless you. Listen to what His word says. Oh, that they would fear me and keep all my commands always, so that it might go well with them. Hey, anything God asks you to do carries this thought with it, that it might go well with you. Hopefully, that'll help you to start looking at things differently. Living in peace instead of always going to pieces is easier when you learn to respond to God immediately. Don't hesitate. Don't negotiate. Don't rationalize. And whatever you do, don't run. The only thing that's worse than running away from God is living with the painful aftermath. Your disobedience can take you all the way to the bottom. If you doubt that, go back and read again the story of Jonah. The prophet Samuel said in 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, to obey is better than sacrifice. The truth is, sometimes you'll have to sacrifice certain things in order to obey God, but it's better to do that than to ignore His voice, live stressed out, forfeit His blessing, and end up getting nowhere. Sometimes God will require things of you that He doesn't seem to require of others. He won't explain and you can't understand, and indeed when you've obeyed Him, you won't immediately see the benefits. But look, if you're convinced that He loves you and has a plan for your life, then you'll surrender to Him in trust, knowing that in the end it will go well with you.